WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Strikes at Amazon and at Starbucks in several cities. There's striking contract drivers for Amazon, says ABC's Marcus Solis.
Teamsters are calling this the largest strike in history and picketing over what they say is Amazon's refusal to recognize the union and bargain over issues like better pay and safer working conditions.
Amazon says the walkout involves less than 1% of its workforce and the effects are minimal. It's the second day of a five-day Starbucks walkout over similar issues in three of its busiest retail locations, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Seattle. Blake Lively accusing co-star and director Justin Baldoni of sexual harassment and a smear campaign stemming from their work together on the summer movie It Ends With Us. Baldoni's lawyer calls the claims false, outrageous, and intentionally salacious. Police in Germany investigating the driver of a car they say smashed into a Christmas market, killing five people, injuring 200 others. This is ABC News. CIA Director Bill Burns making a final visit to Ukraine before the new administration takes over next month. It's almost time for this annual high-tech defense tracking of the jolly old guys, says ABC's Michelle Franzen.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, once again helping out so millions can track Santa's sleigh. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder this week says they've cleared the path for this authorized object in the sky.
On December 24, NORAD will track the journey of a very special aviator, Santa, as he makes his way around the globe. And if you see red and green lights in the sky, that's probably him.
Along with Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph.
Santa Claus has arrived in Rio de Janeiro underwater. Starting today, he'll be spotted at Aquario Marine Aquarium swimming with sharks during their daily fish feeding sessions. It's all part of the city's Christmas festivities going on. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Quiet down, here she comes.
Shh. Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
We are local music.
Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. I'm Jim Kay here with rocker Terry Barr. Let's kick this hour off with a double dip of the Jimmies. We'll tell you why in just a couple of minutes, other than, you know, the Jimmies rock. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Let me tell you about my baby. Don't want to make her mad. Now she's the sweetest little woman, boys, I ever had. For the mile long, I am worried
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Double dip of the Jimmies to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Words and actions. Before that, you ain't seen nothing yet. The Jimmies have a couple shows coming up, including tonight. They're playing in Milwaukee at the Anodyne Coffee Shop. Mm-hmm. If you're in the Milwaukee 414 area. Rocker, they're also at the Bend Theater in West Bend on January 10th. They're on Tolfers down in New Glarus on the 16th. The Blues Saloon in St. Paul on the 31st. And on February 1st, they'll be at the Winter Blues Party.
Jeez.
That's at the Harley-Davidson.
They get around.
Yeah.
That's in Green Bay.
It is. It is. Yeah, we've actually been there, and it's really fun. By the way, Jimmy Vaglie, happy birthday to the leader of the Jimmies. Just celebrated a big birthday.
That's right, he did.
Yeah, so happy birthday from all of us.
I bet he had the cows singing on the farm. The cows singing happy birthday to Jimmy.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
That'd be great. Hey, I hope you're all having a great evening out there. First day of winter. Happy solstice to you. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker, Terry Barr.
Hi.
Rocker, we still got plenty of awesomeness in front of us. Mm-hmm.
We do. Coming up just around the corner, Jimmy, Madison Flatman. She is the organizer of Harmony for Healing Benefit Concert to raise funds for the victims and families of the Abundant Life Christian School shooting that just happened. We'll hear all about that and her efforts to help out. Wheelhouse, they're having the ugly sweater party tomorrow at the High Noon with special guest Lucas Cates. It's going to be great. We're going to be talking to Frank Martin Bush about his band Frank Martin Bush and the Names and the Wheelhouse, the 10th annual ugly sweater party. That's coming up. And then live in the lair, Jimmy, 9 p.m., Jeffrey James Show. He's here live in the studio. We're going to hear about his world exploits.
Oh, that's incredible.
Rob Roberts will check in with After Hours at 10 o'clock tonight. We'd love to hear from you as well. 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. We'd love to maybe know what your holiday plans or your New Year's Eve plans. I'm going to be in Portage New Year's Eve.
Ooh, what are you doing?
We're going to go see our friends, Jeff and Casey, up
nice.
In Portage.
Nice. That sounds fun. Hang
out. Yeah. And there's going to be some other Madison peeps there that we love and enjoy hanging out with. So, and I might check out Studio 301 over there, too. They got some good shows, and I think they're doing a New Year's Eve party, too.
That sounds fun. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night. What are you doing for New Year's? What are you guys doing?
I don't know. I really don't. We haven't gotten that far.
Christmas?
Yeah, that's bad.
Got any Christmas plans or Hanukkah plans?
Chinese food, Jimmy.
Chinese food.
That's an every year thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Chinese food every day.
Oh, every day.
What's your go-to when you order Chinese?
The governor chicken.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like those fried, that crab ragoon.
I do too.
Those are like addicting.
Ridiculous.
You can eat thousands of those.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, this past week, this past Wednesday, I turned 53 years old.
Wow.
And on Facebook, there's like this fundraiser you can pick. Pick a charity, raise some money for it. I picked the Mamas.
And, that's awesome.
And it's so far, I haven't checked it in the last couple of hours, but it's right around just over $200.
That's great.
Wow, how cool.
Happy birthday to you, and how cool of you to do that for your
birthday.
I want
to raise more for the Mamas.
Yeah.
I reposted on my page, GBK, just search for it.
Yeah.
I'd like to, maybe before the end of the year, we can raise $1,000 for the Mamas. I mean, they raise money to put musical instruments in the hands of kids. And that's so important these days, especially what we're going to talk about in our next interview.
Yeah. And they have been having some great success lately, too, with people donating instruments.
That works, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Memorial High School here in Madison recently got a really cool guitar. And then they got a 12-string on top of it from people that were just like, hey, give this to somebody that can use it.
It helps the local kids right here in Madison or the Madison area, too.
Yeah.
Also, there's the Mama Cares, which, it helps artists here in the Madison area if they have out-of-pocket medical expenses that they can't pay or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. And we know a lot of musicians, a lot of our friends here in Madison has benefit from that.
Absolutely.
So it actually makes a difference. And, of course, the Clyde Stubblefield Foundation as well, or the scholarship program, excuse me.
Yeah.
That is so important. It furthers, education. And higher education connected with music for the local artists. So.
Well, if you want to save the date, Mama Cares is celebrating its 10th anniversary. I believe it's March 30th.
Wow. Yeah.
And I, you know, we just heard from the Jimmys. I think we can maybe announce it here. The Jimmys will be the headliner. And
if we weren't supposed to announce that. That's
it's
too
out
bad.
There now. Sorry, the Jimmys. But how cool are they that they believe in the programs as much as Jimmy Kay was just talking about, that they're going to donate their time to do the show so that all the money can go to help whoever may need it. I love that.
It's such a great organization. Mm-hmm. If you would, take a couple minutes, take a couple bucks out of your wallet and make a donation. It's tax deductible. Go to themamas.org, themamas.org. You can also hit the link on my Facebook page.
Awesome.
Contribute to the birthday fundraiser.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. we're going to play some Christmas music now. And it's not your ordinary average Christmas music.
It's local Christmas music.
It's the Madison Area Christmas Compilation album. We've been playing this for years. This is a favorite right here. It's Kill Jr.
Oh, no.
And Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
Oh, the kazoo.
Without you, I'll be so blue. Just think it about you. Decorations of red on the pre-Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll be having a blue Peruvian Christmas. Priscilla, you've been so patient. My dear, I'm going to have to ask you to do that one thing you don't want to do. Just pour that blackberry brandy in my colon. Send me on my way to paradise. I'll tell mamas that, I'll tell mama you said hi. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white.
Is falling and the bells are ringing and outside my window kids are singing and people laughing down the hall like they got no cares in this world at all. And I'm sitting here all alone in this one room apartment that I call my home, and I'm wishing I would have gotten a tree, but it seems kind of silly when only me, because I'm broke on Christmas. Yeah, I'm broke on Christmas. By myself with nowhere to go, and I got no money. All the stores are closed, and that stack of bills that's sitting here gift I'll be opening up this year. And I got no brandy, splash of rum, got no little boy with his rum tum tum. And I got no jolly, and I got no bow, and if I died tonight nobody would know, because I broke on Christmas. Yeah, broke on Christmas. Fruitcake that no one will ever eat. I missed one more payment and they're shutting off the heat. And I got ketchup packets and some relish too. And I miss my kids, got me feeling blue as I eat my dinner with a plastic fork just to add my exes taking me to court. And my heart's been trampled by one horse sleigh, and all my reindeer have flown away because I broke on Christmas. Yeah, I broke on Christmas.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. I can hear the children sing. I remember when Christmas used to be jolly. Wait and see what Santa would bring, but I don't get much of anything.
Got my head thrown over my head, you know it could be worse. I could be dead, and this pity party makes it hard to see that so many people have it worse than me. And even though I'm feeling broke tonight, I got the rest of my life to get it right. Is falling and the bells are ringing, and I ain't ashamed if you hear me singing that I broke on Christmas. Yeah, I broke on Christmas. Broke as Christmas.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You got it all figured out.
Dancing Dreams. That's VO5. Madison, legendary VO5 here on Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from Wisconsin. Hey, they're playing the Concourse Hotel with Frank Martin Bush and the Names on New Year's Eve. We'll have more details about that show later on for sure. Before that, Kathy Merkel and Red Hot Lover. Now, Terry, Kathy's from Wisconsin Rapids. She sent her new music to music@civicmedia.us, and she has some shows coming up, too.
I think that was a hint that people should be sending their music
to
us.
Now, wait, hold on, though. I have to interject.
Yes.
She didn't send anything to music@civicmedia.us.
How dare you.
She actually sent her CD and press kit to us.
An actual
at
CD?
At Civic Media. That's right.
Well, sweet. That's
a step above.
Wow. Yes,
right
there.
Right.
Okay, and if you liked what you heard, that song was Red Hot Lover, you could go and see her. She's going to be doing a holiday show performing with Steam, and it looks like the Symphony on the Rocks, a cool holiday show at a gorgeous place, the Grand Theater in Wausau, and that is happening tomorrow night, December 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We heard a couple of Christmas songs before that. We heard Kill Jr. and Blue Christmas from the Maximus albums. And Rocker, we also heard Jason Moon and Kyle Wrightly and their song Broke on Christmas.
Broke on Christmas. We all know that one, Jimmy. Jason is from Warrior Songs, and Kyle, of course, is from Lonely Proof, Driveway Thrift Dwellers, and The Big Payback. And so he heard us doing all this crazy local Christmas music. He sent us in the song. Mm-hmm. Now you hear it here on Max Inc. Radio.
How cool is that? Hey, if you're just tuning in, you missed any part of the show. If you missed Kelsey Miles in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, it's so good.
You can listen to the replay tomorrow night, Sunday night, 6 to midnight here on Civic Media. You can also grab the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. In downtown Sun Prairie, you can come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can also see the full menu and all the upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Also by the Ethical Trade Co. here in Madison, dedicated to empowering artisans and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade Company carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries in their store on Madison's east side. You can also buy their stuff on the web store, ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world. If you enter Max Inc. at checkout, you get an additional 15% off your order. So this is perfect for last-minute Christmas shopping, Terry.
It is.
You get 15% off your order if you enter Max Inc. at checkout at ethicaltradeco.com. And you're doing something good by supporting a great cause rooted right here in Madison, extending around the world. It's pretty cool. Check it out, ethicaltradeco.com.
And speaking of a good cause, coming up in just a couple of minutes, learn how you can help support the families of those recovering now following the shooting at a Madison school. There are some amazing people, volunteers, and musicians behind the effort, and we're going to get all the details so that you can also be there to take part. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark Pet Center.net. a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at EthicalTradeCo.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
7:36 here in Madison, Wisconsin, high above State Street. Hope you're having a great night. Jimmy K. Rocker, Terry Barr hanging out
with
you. We got Jeffrey James Show live in the lair coming up at 9 o'clock, just 90 minutes away, Rocker.
Jimmy, our Jimmy, our next guest was moved. Our next guest was moved by the recent shootings at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison this past week. Madison Flatman discovered the news on Reddit and with hours was donating blood for the first time. Listening to the radio on the way home, the idea struck to rise up and create an event, Harmony for Healing, to benefit the victims and family of the victims. Madison is the singer for Madison-based group Between Two Lakes, so it was natural for her to reach out to the music scene to find musicians and a venue. Let's find out Madison's passion to help the families during this crisis in their lives. Madison, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's just an amazing opportunity and just being able to share and what's going on in the world. Yeah. It's really messed up.
Thank you for doing this. This is really important. You learned the news of the shooting on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you felt moved to do something. So what happened after it?
Yeah. So the moment that I heard the news on Reddit, I was like, okay, this is not my problem. Like, this is not something that I'm a part of, but this is something that I can help with. This is something that I can help try to fix as much as I can. And I remember crying when I first saw it. And I was texting my girlfriend and I was just like, I don't understand why this happened. It's so close. It's literally like a few blocks away from where like my great aunt lives. The shooter actually lives like a couple blocks away from where my grandparents live. Like, they've been seeing like the cops and stuff going up and down the road. And I just, even though it's something that didn't personally affect me.
Oh, it
as
did,
a tragedy.
It did.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, I mean, and I've asked myself this question too. Of course, school shootings are unfortunately nothing new in the news, but the fact that it happened here in Madison, where, I mean, where's your mindset? What you're thinking on that?
It's crazy that I thought we were invincible with shootings. I thought it would never happen here. I thought it was always going to happen everywhere else until it didn't.
Yeah.
And I know there was a shooting a few months prior in Mount Horeb. And thankfully no one got killed from that. But finding out about this shooting and just everything, it was a lot for me to really comprehend. I just imagined myself as a kid. Like, I remember when the Sandy Hook shooting happened and hearing about that, and I was 14. And my thought process in that moment was, oh, well, that's far away from me, so it doesn't really affect me. Now as an adult, it's like, I feel scared to go into public. I feel scared to be in places knowing that someone could easily do an incident like that. And I'm sure many people who are listening feel that same way. They feel that pain and that fear of like what could happen and how it is happening. And I know so many people have different views of how we can fix it. And that, unfortunately, that is something that we are going to be divisive on for a while. I wish there was a resolution for that right away. But what we can do in the meantime is be strong as a community. And that's what I'm really wanting to do with Harmony for Healing.
Well, and that's what you're already working on. And we'll talk about that in a minute. I got to ask you about giving blood.
Yeah.
That's what you did right away. And you've never given blood before?
No.
That is incredible.
I am terrified of needles.
Me too. So when I heard about that, I thought, okay, she's way braver than she's making herself out to be, because you are.
It's actually one of the best things you could do, though.
Yeah.
And I just remember I went there, and the person that was like collecting my blood, they're like, so why are you here? And I didn't want to tell them. I was like, oh, I'm just here, you know, just chilling out. And then they're like, so why are you here? And I'm like, because of the victims, because of what happened today. This is the first time that I've ever felt like I needed to do something.
And you did it.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And now the next step. Tell us about what you're working on. This is huge. This
Absolutely.
Really is.
So after I donated blood, I ended up getting into my car, and then I turned on the radio, and I was listening to SiriusXM Pitbull station, and they had like this upbeat EDM song, and I'm like, okay, I cannot listen to this right now. I cannot listen to Pitbull. So I ended up changing the station.
Oh my gosh.
And then I like that one thing, that one little action made me think, I'm like, you know, I want to listen to something that is about today. And I'm like, you know, many people want to have music that they can connect to after this. Music is like a connecting thing. It's always been something that I have personally used as a way to cope with my own traumas and my own things that I've gone through. And I was like, oh, well, that's great. I'm like, but I probably won't organize that.
Look what's happening.
I brought the idea actually to my girlfriend. I was like, you know, it's a really good idea. I don't really think I'm going to be able to do it though. Like I have like 84 followers on my band page. Like I'm not really in a like space where I feel like I would really make that much of an impact. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just like shoot the idea down in like the Madison Musicians group or like not shoot the idea down, but like shoot it on there and like just tell them like this is something I think would be a good idea. Would anyone be interested in it? Within 24 hours, I had 50 different musicians reach out to me wanting to be a part of it.
And are you blown away by that? That they're willing to help?
Absolutely blown
I'm
away.
I'm so happy for your organizing.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So basically what happened here was the Harmony for Healing was created, and that's happening. Well, tell us about the show. It's actually two shows, right?
Yes, it is two
you have
shows.
So many musicians. You had to do two shows?
So many musicians.
That's amazing.
It has been, I will be honest, it has been a lot to really organize two shows and getting so many musicians to be like, okay, can you do January 5th?
It's,
can
it's
you
a
do
dance.
January 12th? and it's been a lot with that, but I will say it's absolutely amazing. So Red Rooster, they saw my post. Oh. And Dan and Tim, they both reached out to me and they were just like, we would love for you guys to have this. We would love for this to be at our venue. And it's just been all falling into place. They're like, oh, well, we have a drum set. We have a backline. We have this. And I was like, that is amazing. I don't have to worry about that because I am a singer. I don't know anything about equipment. So like, I just like, I'm like, it's just so amazing how many people have come together, and I have like a whole group of like volunteers. Like we have our own little group chat now where we're just coming up with ideas. I have Twilla, who she's like going to different organizations right now and talking to people, and it's just, it's absolutely amazing.
Can you drop who's playing? Who's playing in the benefit, or is that not released yet?
It is not released yet, mostly because I'm still trying to get the schedule completely finalized, and I want to make
sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll get the word out. Yeah. Now you have these two dates. Are these going to be afternoon, nighttime shows? What are you planning?
Yeah, so they are going to be, I'd say a mixture of like early afternoon, late afternoon. So we're going to be doing it from January 5th to January 12th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have a combination of different artists. So right now on the plan, we have acoustic artists, we have blues bands, we have a country band coming in. My band is going to be performing, which that was a whole thing of just like, we just got a new guitarist. And
no time to wait.
No time to wait. I'm just good. Like, okay, so would you guys be able to do this? And like, in my head, I'm like, they're probably not going to do it, but that's not like, that's not when it's important to me. It's more important for me to get this event going.
Yes.
Like, if my band's not a part of it, that's fine. I'll be kind of sad. I really want to do it, but like, yeah, that's fine. But they like 100% were like on board. We started talking about how our set can really impact and different songs that we don't want to do because it might not be the right time to perform those type of songs. Mm. And we've been collaborating on getting a set together that is just really going to be impactful and
awesome.
Help. Yeah.
Do people just show up those days? And is there, can you donate the money at the door? Is that kind of how this is all going
to
work?
So we don't want to limit anyone's access to being able to come to the event. We want people who have been honestly upset and devastated, mm-hmm, have a place to really come and have a comfort zone. We are accepting donations. We are strongly accepting, encouraging donations for, mm-hmm, it, because it is a benefit show. But at the same time, we're not going to turn away people. Okay. And yeah,
with the funds that you raise with the donations, how is that going to benefit the families?
So the donations are going to be going towards the United Way of Dane County's, mm-hmm, fundraiser currently for the school. And they have been doing amazing,
excellent,
work.
Yeah.
I just saw actually a couple days ago, or maybe like yesterday, they raised already $94,000.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I'm just like...
And everything I've read, every penny is, yeah, going to help the families.
It happens all the time. When the Madison, mm-hmm, community comes together, we can, yeah, really make a difference.
And with the music, it will be so healing for people,
absolutely,
too. It always,
absolutely,
is. Wow. Where can we get more info? How do we follow this so we kind of, you know, keep this at the front of our brains that this is going to be happening?
Absolutely. So I am using the big platform, like the biggest platform I can, which is my band's music page, because that is where I have the, okay, most people and connections with Madison Music. So if you go to Between Two Lakes, we have the Facebook event already posted. You can RSVP on there. It is also available on the Red Rooster website as,
oh,
well,
good,
to give you information.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still coordinating with different media organizations to hopefully get this on like every area that we can to make sure it is promoted. Hopefully soon we'll be getting flyers down, and so it's going to be in your face, but we want it to be in your face.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome. Madison, thank you so much for coming in, telling us about Harmony for Healing, and thank you for taking the initiative to make this happen, and I think it's really going to be impactful and meaningful.
Oh, thank you for doing this.
Thank, absolutely, you guys so much for having me.
Sunday, January 5th and 12th at the Red Rooster here in Madison. Get more information online. Let's do some Cat in a Hurricane. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I can handle it myself.
Rocker Terry Barr hanging out with you. Original local music from Wisconsin. We got a double dip of the People Brothers Band just around the corner. We'll do some Lucas Cates as well. Right now, another Christmas song for you. Almost time for Christmas. It's brand new Mars Hall. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's almost time for Christmas, the time is getting near. Children on their best behavior around this time of year. It won't be long till Santa comes with presents all around. Father puts up Christmas lights so our house will be found. Santa works his reindeer, corralled out by the barn. Gertrude's in the toy shop knitting bobbles out of yarn. The snow is getting deeper, the nights are getting long. Everywhere you go, it seems you hear a Christmas song. Children playing in the yard with people made of snow. The stockings will be hung to dry near the fire's glow. Meanwhile, at the North Pole, a quickening to the pace. No concerns or worries from the look on Santa's face. Grandma's in the kitchen, mother trims a tree. Father's with the neighbors, caroling with glee. The kids are off to school, rehearsing for the Christmas show. It's a holiday spectacular and everyone will go. Santa's in the courtyard, loading up the sleigh. Donna's chopping at the bit. Tomorrow's Christmas Day. Kids to bed, they close their eyes and ponder the words their mother said. Lest we forget the meaning of the day, the Christmas child was born today to show us all the way. It's almost time for Christmas, the time is getting near. It's almost time for Christmas, it's our favorite time of year. It's almost time for Christmas, spread good tidings and good cheer. It's almost time for Christmas and a happy new year.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Mars Hall. I believe that song is brand new. They just sent it in to music at civicmedia.us. Almost time for Christmas. Before that, Cat and a Hurricane on my way back. Hope you're all having a great evening. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. They're also the proud sponsor of The Lair, happening in just over an hour now. our Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also, Carbon 4 Brewing Company, they're supplying the drinks and the beverages tonight here in the studio. We appreciate them on Madison's East Side, making high-quality beers. Best ingredients they can find, visit their tap room and try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling local snacks and live music, carbon4.com. Hey, Lucas Cates, he's playing a show at the High Noon Saloon on Sunday. That's tomorrow, December 22nd, for the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Party. They're playing with Wheelhouse. Oh, and Frank Bush is coming up in about a half hour, too. We've got all the things happening. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just a ball and chain. Same I love it, not the same I miss. The way I must be done to love. Just a ball and chain. Comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Yeah, stop, try to save some face. Was mixed up, it's a bittersweet taste. Oh well, now you're crying again. Hard to face facts when your lovers and friends. Remember back, like it was a movie. Kissing in the sand dunes, making dirty movies. Oh yeah, yeah, you gotta take time. Better stay true as you feel this rhyme. Just a ball and chain. Same I love, it's not the same. I miss the way I lost was done to love. Just a ball and chain. Comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Just a ball and chain. Same I love, it's not the same. You miss the way you lost was done to love. Just a ball and chain. Comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Throw a temper tantrum, then you stomp your feet, then you snap your lips, and I feel the heat. What's made up in a bathroom stall? Now we never do it with the lights all on. Place we met at the dance floor space, and the half-naked bodies get face to face. Move through the nighttime into the day, with the lights out, hear the conscience say. Just a ball and chain. Say my love is not the same. I miss the way I lost my little love. Just a ball and chain. Comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Just a ball and chain. Say my love is not the same. You miss the way your lost turn to love. Just a ball and chain. Comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Months or days, if it never was better than the day you met, or the weekend after the daily sex, then you better take time and you better rewind and remember all the moments that you're leaving behind. The good days may outweigh the bad days. Most of the world, you're gonna hear this phrase. Ball and chain. Say my love is not the same. I miss the way I lost was done in love. Just a ball and chain. Comfortable, I can't explain. It's just okay when we're in and out of love. Just a ball and chain. Say my love is
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Breaking news, police responding to a suspected drunk driver chased a car until it smashed into a busy shopping mall in past hours. This in Killeen, Texas, north of Austin, where there's just been a briefing by Brian Washko, Texas State Public Safety.
The suspect drove through the doors and continued to travel through the JCPenney store, striking multiple people.
State troopers say they shot and killed the driver who ran over four people before crashing. Strikes during the busy holiday season by contract drivers at Amazon and in California, Chicago, and their home base Seattle by Starbucks employees. Issues are better pay, benefits, and working conditions. A Teamsters Union Amazon driver.
We're hardworking individuals. We work hard every day. And I think a $1 billion company could afford to give us the benefits that we're looking for.
Police in Germany investigating the driver of a car they say smashed into a Christmas market, killing five people and injuring 200 others. This is ABC News.